Noise and the Megacity on WGXE.
Please start to type whenever you hear the signal. Ready, type. At the sound of the bell, your line is ended. You will hear instructions to return carriage for the next line. Return. Now, please examine the typewriter keyboard. Four fingers of each hand are used to strike the keys of the typewriter. Use your right thumb to strike the space bar. You never use your left thumb. Place your hands in home row position as follows. The left hand fingers lightly rest upon A, S, D, and F. Place them there. Rest your right hand fingers on J, K, L, and the semicolon. Look at your hands on home row position and notice that the two keys in the center remain uncovered. Rest your right hand fingers on J, K, L, and the semicolon. Look at your hands on home row position and notice that the two keys in the center remain uncovered. Always rest your fingers on home row keys lightly. Do not lean heavily, as this might cause you to accidentally press an unwanted key and slow down your typing. You are now ready to start typing. Watch your hands resting in home row position. Then look at the chart starting with the letters F, D, S, A, covered by your left hand, and the keys covered with your right hand, which are J, K, L, semicolon. Before striking the key, slightly raise each finger, then depress sharply, releasing the key quickly as follows. Now, get ready to type. Place hands in position, eyes on copy, ready, type. F, 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 space. D, 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 space. S, 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 space. A, 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 space. J, 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 space. K, 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 space. L, 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 space. Semicolon, 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 space. Again. F, 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 space. D, 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 space. S, 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 space. A, 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 space. J, 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 space. K, 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 space. L, 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 space. Semicolon, 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 space. When the bell rings, I will direct you to return. At this direction, bring your left hand to the carriage return lever, keeping your four fingers stiff. Your left thumb should be underneath your palm. Throw the carriage back to the starting position, which is your left hand margin, by striking the return lever at about the center of your index finger. As your carriage moves back to the beginning of the next row, bring your hand back to home row position. Return. Without pausing, repeat the first line you practice. Place hands on home row position. Ready? Type. F, 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 space. D, 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 space. S, 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 space. A, 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 space. J, 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 space. K, 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 space. L, 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 space. Semicolon, 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 space. Return. Let us start to type some common words. Make certain your posture is good and hands properly positioned. Elbows should be close to your sides, fingers curved and rested lightly on your home row keys. Starting on line 2 of your copy, type the line beginning with the word fad. F. A, D, space. F, A, D, space. F-A-D space. D-A-D space. D-A-D space. D-A-D space. L-A-D space. L-A-D space. L-A-D space. L-A-D-S space. L-A-D-S space. L-A-D-S space. L-A-D-S semicolon space. L-A-D-S semicolon space. L-A-D-S semicolon space. Return. By following the copy alone, you are now going to type line 2. Type the line as printed, starting with my signal to begin. If you should finish the copy before the stop typing signal, quickly return the carriage, repeating the line of copy until the sound of the bell. Ready? Type. Return. Now relax and lift your fingers from the keys. You are now ready to type 2 keys in the row above the home row keys.
Improving your reading skills is about the most progressive step you can take in your efforts in life. The ability to read quickly with full comprehension can only lead to greater and more progressive advancement in your career and your personal life. First of all, you must understand one important fact. It's not at all who you know, it's what you know. And the key word is what. That's the difference between success and failure in every area of your life. You are going to get rid of a series of bad habits you developed when you first started to read. You are going to develop new habits that will eliminate the old. We'll start on this road together, but you will finish it alone. When you reach the point on the road that you now envision, you will find it is only the start of a lifetime voyage. Reading skills are of tremendous value now, right now. Do you know that in New York City, reading is running considerably behind other skills? Children are falling behind as much as 4 years in their reading skills. Let's face it. How can an intelligent learning program be developed when the basic skill of learning, the ability to read and comprehend, is not fulfilled? And take note of this statistic. In the past year, over 57% of college applicants were rejected because they couldn't read well enough or fast enough. Can you read well enough or fast enough? It's time to find out. Pick up a newspaper or a book or a magazine. Be prepared to time yourself with a watch that has a sweep second hand, or have a friend time you. Now, start reading. Read for 1 minute to yourself as fast as you can, but at a speed that will give you complete comprehension of the material. At the end of this 1 minute, count the words. How many did you read? 225 words in that minute? Not very good. At that reading rate, it will take you forever to read a simple short story. Or did you read 350 words a minute? Well, then you're about average. And this is not good either. After all, the difference between 225 and 350 is not enough to be significant. But how would you like to read about 1,200 words a minute or more? Yes, 1,200 words and more. This can be your average reading speed, and with rapid reading, it won't be a burden. You'll learn more and you'll know more. Many new learning techniques have burst upon the American scene in recent years. One of the most dramatic and one of the most misunderstood is rapid reading, or speed reading. It is true that auditory learning, as exemplified by the use of the tape recorder, has seized a more prominent place in both the more formal and the self-teaching settings. The lack of ability to read rapidly and efficiently has probably prevented thousands of people from even undertaking a learning program. The theory and technique of rapid reading were advanced by a small group of pioneers. Their concepts have by this time penetrated into a number of public education systems in the United States. People of all ages have been successfully taught to read rapidly. To get even this far, however, it was and still is necessary for the advocates of rapid reading to contend with the relatively small group of people who resist change and who cling to outmoded concepts. The important thing to make clear now is that the technique works, is based on sound psychological principles, and above all, can be applied by those who left school many years ago, even if they are tied emotionally and by habit to outmoded methods of reading, as are more than 95% of the population. Let's talk about two trends in modern life that come into direct conflict with each other and which affect deeply the progress and success of those who set out on the adventure of learning. One is the tremendous amount of information there is to know. Material is increasing in quantity at a fantastic rate of speed. The other is what has been referred to as over-business, the crushing pressures of time as daily activities eat into our precious store of minutes. Even if you only want to stay even with what is going on in the world and maintain your familiarity with important changes, you'll have to read a prodigious amount. If you read one newspaper a day and a number of magazines, including a News Weekly, you're barely scratching the surface. Anyone who aspires to be an educated, cultured person must continue his basic education long after he is out of school. In fact, all of his life, this means reading important articles, good fiction, serious nonfiction, and trade publications, and many different sources of news. Even if you do all these, you are barely walking as fast as the treadmill. If you are a kind of specialist, you have to keep up with developments in your field, to say nothing of changes in other fields which affect your own work. Even more than you might expect, there is a close relationship between success in the business world and reading. In a recent survey, 100 company officers who earned over $15,000 a year were asked, how many newspapers, books, and magazines have you read over the past week? The total of answers was 338 magazines, 53 books, 1,490 newspapers. The same question was then asked of those in the same age group whose salaries have never reached $15,000 a year. The total of these answers was 229 magazines, 28 books, and 1,177 newspapers. Those in the more responsible positions read more than 25% more publications than the lower earning group. Other research has revealed that many men spend 30 to 40 hours a week in reading, taking into account all of the job-connected reading they must do: reports, memoranda, business correspondence, trade, or professional journals, etc. Now think what it would mean to these men if they could double their reading speed, and this is the very least that successful rapid reading training will achieve. Think how much more time they could spend with their families in recreation. Some could, if they chose, even read twice as much. Take my word for it, you are a natural for rapid reading. People who learn on their own are almost, by definition, faced with a problem of time. How much would it mean to you to be able to whiz through books and articles 2, 3, even 6 times as fast as you do now? Just imagine, no book would be too long for you, nor any amount of spare time too short to put to effective use for your learning program. One of the most important advantages of rapid reading to you as a self-teacher is the flexibility in reading rate that you will be able to achieve. You will be able to vary your speed depending on the difficulty of the particular reading matter. You might read a newspaper at 1,500 words a minute. You might want to slow down to 800 or 900 words a minute to read more difficult or technical material. You know, you hear a lot these days about the population explosion. Most people would be surprised to learn that the number of books sold in the United States since 1940 has increased 10 times faster than our population has grown. Book sales in 20 years have risen 445%. The average, and I repeat, the average American buys more than 5 books a year of all kinds. In 1960 alone, almost 1 billion books were published or sold. And it is not only books that have been affected. Newspaper circulation is up 45% since 1940, and magazines circulation up 110% since 1940. Among news magazines as a group, readership is up 150%. As you learn, you will find yourself wanting and needing to read more and more. Every serious learner has an obligation to train himself to read faster than he does now. The first thing to be aware of is that you have been reading ever since you were a child by methods and practices that have stood in the way of efficient reading. We'll investigate the origins of these patterns later, but the important thing at the outset is for you to be willing to learn new, unfamiliar habit patterns. Just with learning anything new, you've got to have the drive and tenaciousness to stick it through to the end. This means practicing the new habit patterns every day in all your reading. Nothing new comes without effort. You can be a golf player all your life, but once you get serious about the game and decide to take lessons from a pro, you have to unlearn almost every one of your bad habits and start anew. If you will follow the directions I will outline for you, you cannot fail. The most crucial condition of all is that you begin with an unquenchable enthusiasm for learning this wonderful technique. Interest added to effort equals enthusiasm. The more you are armed with, the greater your chances for success. Now, let's get rid of some bugaboos about rapid reading, once and for all. Take any little-known subject and you'll find some weird notions about it. This is no less true of rapid reading. Let's dispose of the most important ones right at the start. First, rapid reading can only be learned by a small, gifted minority. To this, I can only reply, nonsense. Reading skill can be improved by anyone who knows how. Many a secretary reads more rapidly than her boss. If you are typical of 95% of the American people, you read anywhere from 1/5 to 1/2 of your potential reading speed. Second, how can you comprehend what you read when you race along at terrific speed? Well, these are probably some of the most common pieces of information about rapid reading. In the first place, you don't always have to race along at the same terrific speed. Second, and more important, the fact that people who read rapidly understand more and better than slow readers. The material is conveyed to their brain with less of a time interval between facts and events, and meaning is being registered at once. Test after test at universities, psychology laboratories, and elsewhere show that the rapid reader is a more efficient, more accurate reader with greater comprehension and retention. And third, Don't you sacrifice enjoyment when you read rapidly? No. What makes you think you do? A trained rapid reader gets the same enjoyment as anyone else from reading. In fact, he gets more because he reads more. If the "you can't enjoy reading because you're reading fast" argument were valid, then the slower your reading rate, the more enjoyment you could derive. Carried to such absurd extremes, you could slow down to one word a minute and be positively delirious with pleasure. The objection, in fact, has no basis whatever in logic. If so many people, the overwhelming majority, in fact, read more slowly and less efficiently than they have to, how did it all come about? Perhaps the best way to arrive at an understanding of why we don't read much faster and understand what we read is to go back to the period in your life where thought and learning first began. Almost as soon as you were born, you heard words which were symbols for ideas. You developed quite a large hearing vocabulary. This was reinforced and enriched whenever you heard people speak. When you heard the radio or television set or went to the movies. When you started school, another crucial association was made between sounds and words and their meaning. When you first learned to read, you associated what you heard with written symbols. And do you remember how you were tested? How your teachers and your parents were sure that you could really read? Only by one way. You said the word aloud. The sound of the word and its meaning were closely knit together. It was, in fact, impossible to think of one without the other. The more often you heard yourself saying the word, the greater the assurance that you were indeed reading. Of course, your development didn't stop there. Instead of saying the words, you moved your lips. At an even later stage, you stopped using your lips and used muscles in the back of your throat. Stop and think right now. How many people have you seen on buses and other public places who have never gotten beyond this stage? Most people eventually overcome the need for muscular movement and come to rely on what we call auditory reassurance or inner speech to confirm the fact that they have understood what they have read. This is the little voice in the back of your mind that says the word a fraction of a second after you read it. And there, reading progress stops dead. The result? When you rely on inner speech, you have a low upper limit of comprehension. This is the speed that hearing can reassure you of what you read. It's well known that the speed at which the brain can absorb, the speed of thought, is incredibly high. There is, therefore, a vast, unused potential. Since this oral-visual pattern is what prevents faster reading, it should be and is the main object of attack in the deliberate breaking down of poor reading habits.
These recordings of the underwater noises made by organisms of the sea were made in 1951, 1952, and 1953. They were obtained in the coastal waters of the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean near the state of Florida, and from tanks and saltwater enclosures on the shore. One of the most common of the noises which occur beneath the surface of the ocean is the noise made by a small, inedible, snapping shrimp. This noise is produced by snapping or clicking its claws together. The combined chorus of large numbers of these little organisms produces a kind of underwater static. The white grunt, or the Key West grunt, who gets his name from his noises, sounds like this in an aquarium tank. Here are the sounds made by a drumfish. Cowfish, who is encased in a hard, rigid shell, has a powerful sound indeed in proportion to his size, which in this case was about 6 inches. Toward the end of this recording can be heard the ticking noise made by a sea robin, which was in the tank with the cowfish. One of the most interesting and little known of the mammals of the sea is the manatee, or sea cow, whose underwater noises have rarely, if ever, been recorded before. The manatee weighs several hundred pounds and is 6 or 8 feet long, yet he squeaks almost like a mouse. The two manatees heard here were at the Daytona Sea Zoo. The scraping or rubbing sounds which occur between the squeaks are caused by their swimming or pushing themselves sluggishly across the bottom of the tank.
Thank you. Oh, Yes.